This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Folks, it's not Wednesday night, it's Sunday night. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, called me earlier, or actually he texted me and wanted to know if I'd pick the net up for him tonight. He is en route from his jaunt out to the coast, so let him get home and get him some rest after a long couple of days. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. I had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and get our EchoLink stations. First, I'd like to say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. He's on his way to Penrose. And then we got, let's see here, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John. He's down in Honeypath. And N4UYB, that's Miss Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick, he's in Rome, Georgia. And KE4VGN, that's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. And N4DFM, that's Mr. Tony in Richmond, Virginia. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Malden. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up in Hendersonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KR4EEE, that's Mr. Greg, he's up in Hendersonville. And N4CRV, that's Mr. Lee, he's down in Simpsonville. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up there in Traveler's Rest. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KQ4YQI, that's Mr. Jose over in Taylor's. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad, he's in Simpsonville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well this evening. We do have an EchoLink station up. We'll go over and get our EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. KQ4TGH, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. 73.
KI4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor, Jonathan, KQ4TGH. G-H over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Hope you are doing well. We'll go over to the RF check-ins now, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. And, Gary, I wanted to thank you and Dave for helping me get checked in the other day. Just, I was on HT and couldn't seem to find my ex. But 73's to you and all on the net.
4DOS. In Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4 ACR Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride. KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She's down in Wareshoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And Rick, it's our pleasure to, you know, when we can catch a voice that is trying to get checked in, especially if you're out there on an HD. You know, sometimes it's hard to find that X, but we're glad you got checked in and everything went well. Not a problem, and that's what we're here for. Y'all take care and have a wonderful evening. Then we got KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry. He's over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The station trying to check in. You're not quite on your X. Try it one more time. See if we can get you.
Go Bravo 2, Golf, Uniform, November, Bill at Mills River. And I'll be negative and negative.
That time, Bill, you came in there booming there. KB2GUN, Mr. Bill, over there in Mills River. Appreciate you being with us tonight and hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry, and Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Gary. See you Wednesday.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. It's KR4FNC. My name is Rick, and I'm in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Hope I'm here Wednesday night. We're going to do our best to be here anyway, Harry. But you take care and appreciate you being here. And then we got KR4FNC. That's Mr. Rick down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rick. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue. Call KI4DOS. Got another Echo Link station up. Let's get this Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary, check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, Good evening to yourself, all of the net. No traffic, no table. And Gary, I will say this is the first in a while that I've got to check in with you twice within a few days, and it is a pleasure to get to do so. And as always, Gary, do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Stephen, Patrick had a little journey over to the coast to a little town called Grandy, North Carolina, G-R-A-N-D-Y, Grandy. Not Ville, but it was Grandy, North Carolina. That's over there almost at the state line up there between Virginia Beach and Kitty Hawk. So that's a long drive. But he asked me if I could pick the net up for him tonight. He was stuck in traffic, so I'm calling the net. And hopefully you'll be here again on Wednesday night, and I'll get to hear you again on Wednesday. Lord willing, me and you both will be here. So y'all take care, and it's my pleasure, and it's always good on my end for you to check in with us. So really appreciate it. Let's go back over to the RF check-ins now, and the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. I hope you and Miss Joy both are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, good evening to you and Miss Joy both. Hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. If any of your folks come in, please tell them to have a safe trip. No traffic notes to comment, Gary. Thank you so much.
DOS. How are you doing, Gary? Thanks for picking up the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
DOS. I-4-L-Z-I. And Table Rock, no traffic. I've got a question to ask you, so I'll stick around for a little ragged you.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up here in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Sid, I hope I talk to you Wednesday night before Thanksgiving on Thursday. But, I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving as well if I don't get to talk to you. And we've got our children are coming in. Got one coming in from Charlotte and one over here from Liberty. So it's they don't have too far to drive. So hopefully they'll have a safe trip. We do appreciate you thinking about them. Also like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy. Andy, I've been missing you there, buddy. Glad to hear you on the air again there, young man. Appreciate you being with us from Table Rock. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary. If you
you would, please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. And I will be in and out this evening. Over.
GLS. Gary, please check in Whiskey Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, WW4JET, Matthew here, Northern Pickens County. There'll be no traffic or no chew tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JD, Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. And WW4JET, Mr. Matthew, over there in Northern Pickens County, up there close to Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Mike Through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Wes, please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt in Western Greenville County, V Native and Native 73 to you all on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Additional stations, Mike Through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec Through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. You're interrupting my homemade pumpkin pie. I'm getting an early start. Say hi to Joy for us. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
Poor DOS. Thank you, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DOS. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Operator is Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar, QTH Taylors. I'll be negative and negative. Good to hear your voice again, Gary. You're doing a great job calling the net. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie. This is Gabriel in Greenville. And we'll be pretty quick in and out.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer eating pumpkin pie. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom... I ain't got started on my pumpkin pie yet, but last night I ate me some butter pecan ice cream. So I don't need it, but you could stand to put on a pound or two. I don't need it. But thanks for being with us, and I hope you're doing well, and please tell Miss Bernice that we said hello. Then we got KO4QLG. That's Mother Brother by a Different Mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Sounding good. Appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. And KV4RV, that's Mr. Ross over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ross. And it's so good to hear you back on the air again, Ross, I tell you. You know, there's a bunch of us that have been around a good long while, and most of them have kind of gone by the wayside. You know, I don't know, some of them have passed away, but there's a bunch of us that don't check in much anymore. But I do appreciate you being with us, and I hope you and your pretty bride are doing well. And I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And then we got KV4 NC. That's Mr. Gabriel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Please tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec to Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Down here to the patient group on a Sunday evening at a uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS net control. Good evening, sir. If you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townsville, South Carolina on Lake Orwell. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir, to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS. Nice to hear you this evening. Hello to you and Joy and everyone. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on that.
KOS. If you would, check in KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4. Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer. And I'll be negative and negative. 73, everybody.
KOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening. KQ4ZLE. That's Mr. Anthony down there in Townsville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anthony. Hope you are doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Sleasdale, Miss Beth. We said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KE4ZHF, that's Mr. Keith. He's up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy, and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela that we said hello. Tell Angela that she won the door prize tonight. She made number 50 on my log. So we appreciate her winning the door prize. And then we got KQ4WHN. That's Mr. Mark over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. And KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg. He's also in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It up in a big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in KR4CZI, Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India, Walter and Anderson.
Say good evening. KR4CZI, Mr. Walter, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walter. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Ed in Brevard. No traffic. I'm monitoring.
Say good evening to N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's big old long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RagChu portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Got one RagChu on here tonight, and that's Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, up there near Table Rock. Andy, what have you been up to there, young man?
Boy, LZI, ever since middle of September, struggling with the FCC. Then the government shutdown come and made it worse. I didn't get reauthorized till Friday of this week. But I know you, I don't know if you still are, but you used to be a VE. But on that FCC website, on the ULS part system on that website, me and WR4XM started mid-September trying to renew my license. We did, and this before the shutdown. They never repaired that, and I went ultimately to a VE to get it done, and of course, it, with the shutdown too, it didn't become official till this Friday. How long has that FCC web, or do you know, FCC website been messed up like that?
They were having some trouble with it before they had the government shutdown. And they have changed some things around in it since the last time I used the web page. They've changed some things around, and it's made it harder for me as a end user to find my way around it. But I had another ham call me on the phone, and we had to... Yeah, we went through it together to get his license renewed. And his had expired, you know, during the shutdown, and he couldn't do anything with it. But we finally got through it, and, you know, you've got to have your FRN number, and then you've got to have your password for the course part of it, and... If you don't have that CORS password in there, then you've got to go in and tell them you forgot it and you want to reset it and all this stuff. So, matter of fact, I had to reset mine before I could get in it. I don't know if while the web page was messed up, if they lost a bunch of passwords or if maybe I just had changed it and forgot about it. I don't remember, but I normally write mine down and put it in a different location, but it's been a headache, no doubt, Andy.
What the hell's the guy of ID? That sounds like to me the other person you was having was my situation. Mando and I started in mid-September. We couldn't get anything through, and of course it expired on the 3rd of October, and the shutdown was on the 1st, so I got double whammy, you might say, about that, over that on the website, and then the shutdown, and I'm glad to hear that it's not just me that got tangled up in that mess, because I would have beat, could have beat it if it hadn't been for the website being the way it was, and I was just wondering, being your VE, if it was like that most of the year.
Well, Andy, I don't know exactly when they started working on that web page, but they said they were having some problems with it, and they went in there and made some changes. And, you know, these computer programmers, and folks, if that's what you do for a living, I'm not saying anything ugly about you. I'm just saying that, you know, that sometimes they don't think about the end user. And, you know, those people that need a book that's for computers for dummies. and I fit that category real well. But it's, you know, they need to think about the end users and how easy it is for them to navigate the site. And it's not just one, it's a whole bunch of them, Andy, that I've dealt with here in the last, over the last couple of years. You know, I'll go to a web page that I've been going to for years, and, you know, I can zip through it and get my doings done, and now they've changed it around, and I click on it, and I don't even know where to start then. I have to go start reading everything, and it's a mess for me, but it's all right. We'll work through it and get the mess straightened out, but hopefully they got it all worked out a little bit better now, and at least the system's back up and running since the government's back to work.
Poor LZI. Well, it's just that it caught me off guard, because I know Lindell over here started in mid-September with this training, and he's a lot more computer literate than I am by far, and he couldn't get through it. And that's when the nearest, you know, VE test that was up here near here took place. I went into it that way since I couldn't do it by online. And then the shutdown, of course, come, and I didn't get any official. I was just trying to find out anything else. If this had been like this too long, you know, it was like that when we went on that side in mid-September. I didn't know if it had been like a half the year or what the situation was, because I didn't have near that issue. Well, there was a lot of differences as you said, 10 years ago on the last renewal like I've had this time.
I think, you know, it being the government, they just do that to kind of keep us on our toes, maybe. I don't know. But it did throw more than you. You know, it turned me for a loop and took me a while to figure it out. But got it all done. That's the main thing.
Yes, well, I just know the previous time went like that, and as far as before DJW, he's not going through a cancer treatment again, is he?
He's just trying to kick back and relax a little bit, and I haven't talked to him too much here recently, but last time I talked with him, he's getting back into his RC planes and doing a little flying and just trying to relax a little bit, and he's been doing so much for the club and the net here and everything else that he just needed a little break from it, I think, more than anything else, Andy.
Poor LZI. Well, I was just curious. I know since I got legal, so to speak, here again, I hadn't heard much out of him. And I thought by some chance you was now the net manager, now just by chance.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No, I'm not the net manager. I just, Patrick called and, he sent me a text and he was caught up in traffic and didn't know if he would get home in time. And I said, don't worry about it. I'll just call it for you. And that way you won't have to rush and you can take your time and get home safely. And so that's the reason I'm calling it tonight. And, you know, we got all the slots filled up now, so Dave doesn't have to call it like he did at one time. So, you know, if there's somebody out, we're going to try to fill in. We don't want the net to go without a net control. But as old Ray Allison used to say, anybody can be a net control. You know, if there's not one show up, get in there, start the net, you know, and sit there and take the check-ins. You can always give a net report to the net manager or somebody later on to where it can get the numbers where they need to go. But, yeah, we've got a bunch of good fellas in here calling the net now, and I'm just happy that we've got all these empty slots filled up. That's the main thing to me, Andy.
Well, LZI, I don't know that you've got a whole lot of knowledge about this. Mandel's into this, too, and I know if he's listening, he knows I'm right. He's pushing GMRS over here quite a bit, a lot, too, getting your GMRS license. Well, I'm seriously thinking about doing it. But if this stuff with the FCC give me that harder time over my amateur license renewal, what would be the chance that when will all the backup on that will cease so I can pursue that? We're having to wait 6 months to a year to get that, or do you know?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anything about GMRS. I don't have my GMRS license, and I don't plan to get them as far as that goes. It's another good way of, having communications, and I understand where Mandel's coming from. You know, with the Pickens County Communication Group, they want all kinds of different communications in case one goes down. They've got a backup, and I understand that. But as far as me and GMRS, I'm not going to get my GMRS license, I don't think. I've been toying with the idea of doing some of that DMR stuff, but I hadn't even decided on that yet. And if I do that, I still got to buy more radios. And be honest with you, Andy, I don't need no more radios.
KI4LZI. Well, I was just wondering, after what I've been through with this over my this license, like I told Mandel 2 or 3 days ago, maybe 2 or 3 months from now, I'm hoping by then some of all this backup will be gone, because it's just like renewing or getting this here with the amateur business. You got all this on the FCC website to deal with, and they all come off the same FRN numbers and all, and with the mess I've had to go through over this, you know, I want to put it down the line far enough to where I'm hoping all the peak is done past up there with the FCC, and I don't know when that'll be. I'm hoping like 3 or 4 months from now, I hope.
KR4CZI, comment.
About the problem getting in with the FCC to get your GMRS license, it's going to be the same thing as you're dealing with amateur, except you ain't going to wait on a test and all that kind of stuff. You just pay the money on the side under the same FRN number and go through the same process to wait on them to put your license on the site, and then you download your copy of it. That part's going to be the same. It's maybe a little bit of a waiting period because of the backup in the system, but that's what you're going to deal with, the same thing. Same FRN number. You got to save it and do all that kind of stuff and pay for it right there. Just no test involved.
Roger.
So does the guy. Yeah, I'm aware of certain bits of this. He's informed me of that. I just want to get past this peak that built up, and I hope I don't go through what I went through here trying to renew my hem license since the middle of September. I tell you, I want to get it, so, 'cause most people over here in the group over here does have it. But after what I went through over my amateur license, makes me nervous, so I'm hoping in 3 or 4 months some of this backup will be down. I didn't know if Gary would know anything or not, but I'm hoping that's the case. Back to you, Gary, KI4LZI.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, let me say thank you, Walter, for coming in and sharing that information with us. And yeah, Andy, you know, we were still giving the test sessions when the government was shut down, and all the people that passed had to wait on theirs to, you know, their license to to when the government came back to work and all that. So, you know, there's probably a pretty good backlog of it. But they should be caught back up here, I don't know, hopefully in the next month or so. So it should get a whole lot better now that they're back to work and doing their thing up there. So hopefully you won't have to have that trouble with your GMRS.
Because that's kind of, he was wanting me to try, and I would have to a degree, but with the problems I went through here with the amateur, I'm going to wait a bit longer before I try to make that attempt, because this here about aggravated the crap out of me, because he and I have been trying ever since mid-September, and then all this other, between the website down. In fact, and I tell you, it about wore me out to a certain degree. So, go ahead with your net. You kind of answered some questions I had. I'm kind of right on target. I better wait 2 or 3 months. KI4LZI.
Andy, glad we could help you a little bit. And I'm sure Walter helped you out a little bit with his information. We do appreciate him coming in there and chiming in. And, again, I hope you get everything straightened out. You get your GMRS and everything works out real well for you. And I appreciate you being on here on the net tonight. Don't be a stranger, buddy. Come on back and check in with us some more. We've been missing you. In the meantime, you take care. And if I don't talk to you Wednesday night, you have a happy Thanksgiving. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Is anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, give you one more check-in tonight, Gary. If I could get my radio off a scan, I would have done it on your last call. But if you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at Simpsonville, South Carolina tonight, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well, as well as everyone on the net. That's all I had. No traffic, no comments. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Master Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Mike, while I got you, I got your email about the VE deal on our next meeting. And that will be fine with me, just, you know, whatever everybody else decides, we'll go that way, okay?
Oh, yeah, I don't think anybody's made a decision. We're still waiting on a couple of different feedback options. But I'll definitely keep everybody in the loop, and we'll definitely get together and do something.
Sounds good. Well, I missed the last meeting. We stayed up late on Friday night, and I just flat forgot it was the third Saturday because, you know, it came quick this time. And so I just flat missed it, but I'm not going to miss the next one.
Always missed, and you're welcome whenever you can make it. So, you know, it's always good. We typically, you know, it's a good problem to have. We have enough VEs usually to cover. And, of course, as Andy mentioned, with the FCC problems, you know, we were still testing and waiting on those folks to either get their upgrade or new licenses. But hopefully that'll get straightened out. I did check a couple of the test sessions, and those folks have processed through some of their stuff. And so hopefully they'll get back on track by the next test session so we can just kind of get back to business as usual.
Well, that sounds good. And, again, I appreciate it. And I hope you and Miss Angela have a wonderful evening and a good start to the week. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. 7-3, my friend. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. About going to wrap it up, so I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 55 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. And Mr. Duncan, Duncan will be calling tomorrow night, hopefully. as best to my knowledge, and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
JKV.
Why didn't you tell me that before? I had the letters all in my head, but I couldn't get them straightened out in the order they were supposed to be.
You would have come up with it sooner or later, but I just wanted to get that off your plate. KK4JKV. Was just stuck in my head for some reason. Anyway, you take care, Gary, and thanks for calling the net again. 7-3.
Well, you and Miss Donna have a great evening. Thanks for letting me know that. And, it would have bothered me until I thought of it. Now, you're right about that, so I appreciate you clearing me up and straightening me out. Y'all have a great start to your week coming up in the morning, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KK4JBQ, KI4DOS, clear.
JBQ, KI4LZI.
ZI, KK4JBQ here.
I guess you heard some of what I've been going through since when I was talking a while ago about since mid-September. On this renewal business.
I heard every word of it. When I sit here, I try not to do anything else. I did clean my nails, my fingernails, a little bit, but otherwise, I listen real close. And like Gary said, anybody who's fiddled around with the federal government, we understand. And we're sympathetic to the ordeal that you have been through. But really, the only thing anybody can do is just keep knocking on the door until somebody opens. KK4JPQ.
4LZI. Well, this is a first for me. Now, 10 years ago, wasn't nothing like this. Nothing at all. Real simple. Didn't take long. Done, but I was already, as I was telling him, was finding out there with the FCC website, we was having problems with it. When I started trying in mid-September to do so, the FCC website was a mess then. I don't know when it got that way. It was like that when I started trying to renew. Then the shutdown come. And I tell you, it really amplified this issue.
Sure, it was an ordeal. Like everywhere you turn, there was something that would keep you from going any further. But you know, there's one more layer to this, unfortunately. The AARRL has had its issues with its website and, you know, they were broken into maliciously and I think there was a ransom demanded and all that stuff with the AARRL. And it'll settle down, Andy. If we live long enough, we will see it settle down again, because everybody gets kicked in the pants. Well, let me put it this way. Some people need a kick in the pants for things that have become a problem. So everybody gets kicked in the pants this time. KK4JBQ.
4LZI, it's like I told you once before. Everybody's don't come to you at the same time, but if they did, and it happens to been during that time, there would be people beating the FCC's doors in up there with some people. If everybody was due at the same time, but because they're not, they can get away with a certain amount of it. But that's just like getting this GMRS license. I'm going to try to pursue it, but like I told my buddy over here at WR4XM, I'm going to wait at least 2 months before I even think about it, maybe a little longer.
Little delay. Don't be too anxious for everybody to get there in order. That's the thing to do for sure. But we're not finished. We're not done. There are people out there that take some joy. I don't know what it is, but they take some joy out of making trouble for people. I think about that every time I get a phone call. And I've got a rig on my phone where it tells me when it's when it's a malicious phone call, somebody I don't want to talk to, and that comes through quite often actually. And other people who don't have any way of filtering your phone calls, even the number that it's coming from displays on the phone. Well, anyway, the people that don't have that, they're troubled with people calling to sell them something or people calling to understand the situation and who they would vote for and all that stuff. I kind of think that's malicious myself. But it may not strike everybody that way, but it does strike me. I'm still paying for a phone. I started paying for a phone before I left the house I grew up in. Family got a little tight, and I was working, and I said, well, I'll pick up the phone bill. It wasn't a great deal back then. Everything was not a big deal back then. Not like it is these days. Well, you know, Andy, I'm going to beg off and thank you for calling me, and it's good to have a little talk with you. I have missed you like everybody else. Missed you on the airwaves, and I hope you don't see it. You have a good night, Andy. KK4 JBQ. I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
Yeah, I gather it. I've been listening most of the time. You don't know how much at times I've wanted to. I even went so far as to take my mobile 2-meter transceiver out of the car, so if I happened to be going somewhere, I wouldn't be tempted to get it and say something. I took it 2-meter transceiver out and put just a plain, my plain receiver back in, so the temptation wouldn't be there for me to want to key and say something. So, KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.